This is The Conversation on HPR 2. I'm Chris Vandercook.
I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich. To get a good answer, you have to ask a good question, or lots of them. That's the philosophy of a new charter school opening its doors as soon as the doors are finished. The School for Examining Essential Questions of Sustainability, short name SEEKS, as in to seek, welcomes its first class in August. Its founder and school leader, Buffy Cushman-Pates, is here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
I bet you have to explain that acronym a whole lot.
We do, but it's kind of fun because we think that the acronym does a really good job of explaining who we are, what we want to do, and what our lens is at the school.
Looking at that lens, though, through the charter school scope, is very different these days than, say, it was maybe 3 years ago. I mean, now there's the Charter School Commission. There's a whole different setup for having a charter school.
Yeah, and the standards have gotten quite high since the new commission took over last year. And they're very careful about making sure that very high-quality charter schools get approved. There were two schools that were approved this year during this last cycle, and we're going to be opening this year, and the other school will be opening next year. So they're making sure that all of the schools have really thought carefully through their education plan, their operational plan, and their business plan.
You're still responsible to the state, obviously, but the way in which you designed this school and how the day flows are very, very different.
That's right. We are still responsible to the state in the sense that our students have to take the Hawaii State Assessment and that we have to be organizationally responsible to the state and financially responsible to the state. But yeah, where we have the flexibility is in what happens during our school day, how we design our school day, how we design our curriculum, what our teaching looks like, what our interaction with the community looks like.
Still, though, the way in which you deliver that and the basis from which you've developed the school is very, very different.
Yeah. You know, our school was founded by a group of teachers who have spent years paying attention to how students learn, how people learn, what works best for students, what kind of school environment works best, and we designed our school around that. So, for example, our school day starts with physical activity in the morning. Our school day starts a little bit later because research shows that teenagers' brains wake up a little bit later in the morning.
And they will appreciate that to no end.
They already do. All the kids that are planning to come to our school, I think their favorite thing about the school is our schedule, and definitely a part of that is the later start time. And then we start our day with morning physical activity just to get the brain juices flowing. And then we lead into our disciplinary content courses, long blocks of academic content, English, science, math, history. And then we have lunch and then the arts. And we think that all of those disciplinary content areas, the goal is for students to learn the skills and the tools of the discipline from someone who's passionate about that discipline, but then for a purpose. And that purpose gets played out in our afternoon block, our two-hour block of time each afternoon for an essential question of sustainability course. And in that course, we have a large group of students and a large group of teachers all working together to examine an essential question of sustainability. So, for example, the question might be, how does water sustain us? Or what are the limits of growth? Something that there isn't a definitive answer to, that takes a long time to explore. You need to dig into deeply, and it takes lots of disciplinary lenses to help examine that question. So in this block of time, the students have all of those content area teachers working with them, the same teachers that taught them the skills and tools of the discipline in the morning. So they have in the afternoon an opportunity to put to use those skills and tools in something where the students have a choice in what they're doing during that block. It's project-based, community-based in that afternoon essential question of sustainability block.
So you've really taken a lot of academic information and integrated that into some real world experience, which is where all this stuff is supposed to happen in the first place.
That's right. That's we have five founding principles of the school, but the very first one is that real world learning comes from real world experiences. And we don't want our students to spend their first 12 years of their life learning all the stuff that you might need as an adult and then having to remember it all by the time they get to be an adult. We think, why don't you learn it in the morning and then apply it in the afternoon? And by the time you're a senior at SEEKS, you have already worked with community experts in farms, in the legislature, maybe at Hawaii Public Radio. Maybe students have worked with real content experts, real community folks on real projects that are meaningful in their lives. They've presented to a real audience so that by the time they graduate from high school, they have a sense of what it means to not just know stuff, but put that knowledge to use in a meaningful way that's community-based and that's sustainability-based. I mean, sustainability isn't the only thing that, the only kind of learning that will happen at our school, but the thing about essential questions of sustainability is that we need to be thinking about them, and there's not any simple answers.
As we've obviously found out over the last God knows how many years that we've been trying to talk about sustainability and spending more time talking than perhaps doing, your model has some talking but a lot of doing.
That's right. A lot of doing. A lot of doing. Both in our academic courses, we want those to be student-centered, and we've hired our teachers based on teachers that are passionate about having student-centered classrooms and having students understand not just how to do things but why they're doing them, and not just able to recite facts but really understand and then can apply them later.
So for the 6th and 7th graders who are going to be walking through your doors in August, do they really have some sense of how different this experience for them is going to be from what they've had in, you know, 5th and 6th grade respectively?
You know, I'm not sure if they completely get it. But I can tell you that at all the orientation sessions that we've had thus far for families, students and families walk out of there excited, excited about what we're going to do together. And I think that a big part of that is the people that we have involved, that we've hired. Our founding board is excitable, passionate people really wanting to make this happen. And the teachers we've hired are the same. We're all just excited about the opportunity.
And that becomes infectious.
I think it is clearly infectious. Yeah.
Well, it's going to be a wonderful grand experiment, and not too much longer before we see it start. Well,
yeah.
It's already started for you, but
definitely.
Least when we see it happening with the kids. Is there a particular goal that you have just for year one, that when you and I talk to each other a year or so from now, things that you would like to say, this is what we did in the first year?
In the first year, we are absolutely planning to implement our design where students have been out in the community in our very first year. We want our students to play a role in designing their school and shaping their school. So that will probably have an effect on how they eat at the school, designing their own norms of practice within interacting with each other in a community. And we want our students to do presentations of learning to the community, not just their parents, but to the broader community as well, so that we can show off how different our school model is and how useful and relevant it is.
So with this inaugural year and these two classes that you're going to be teaching, 6th grade and 7th grade, they're really forming some basis of acceptable behavior and practices in a way that other schools perhaps, you know, didn't really set that kind of groundwork or that framework for it. Do they understand that part of it?
I think they do. I think they do. And I think that the students knowing that they're going to have a significant voice in this school, that's been important for me to convey to all our open houses and orientation sessions thus far, and it seems to be coming through.
There's always that sense when you talk to a kid of wanting to have some more control or being able to have an impact. They're obviously going to have the chance to do that. What specifically, though, do you need to have in place for this year that you're going to need for the following years? Are there certain things that you're going to say, you know, we're setting down, this is the code of conduct, or we come off with some producibles at the end of the year that will be the real basis for how you continue forward?
I think we'll start with, if I understand your question correctly, we'll start with a code of conduct, I might say norms of practice within our community, and we'll have our students design that along with the adults in the community, of course, and then we'll use that as the basis. But our concept is that we're a flexible system, that we're always adjusting, paying attention to what works and what doesn't work, and adjusting accordingly, because that's the way the real world works.
Don't we know it? Well, we wish you all the best with this. This is another yet incredible venture for you. You've had several of them recently and wish we could talk more about that. But thanks very much, Buffy, for keeping us posted about this one. And we should say, in the interest of full disclosure, that you are a member of the Hawaii Public Radio Board. So we've gotten to hear some of your adventures as you've been going and coming to the East Coast. Thanks much, and we'll talk to you.
Thanks for having me.
Buffy Cushman-Pates is the leader of the School for Examining Essential Questions of Sustainability, a.k.a. SEEKS. In 2010, she was awarded the Albert Einstein Distinguished Educator Fellowship. She's taught math and science in public, charter, and independent schools in Hawaii. And you can find out more about SEEKS on our brand new website, hpr2.org.
Up in the morning and out the street.